Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Police officials have announced the arrest of a teenager in the abduction and rape of a 12-year-old girl over the weekend in North Philadelphia. KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has the story from the city's Special Victims Unit.
A 12-year-old was sleeping in the backseat of her mother's car last Friday night as her mother ran a quick errand when detectives say a 17-year-old came up and drove off with the car, the girl still in the back seat. Special Victims Unit Captain Margo Aline Parker says he then raped the child.
About 20 minutes later, at around 9:53 p.m., our brave survivor was located at Broad Street and Roosevelt Boulevard.
Days later, officers found the car in West Philly at 54th and Poplar and were able to pull DNA.
The DNA was analyzed and it came back with a positive match.
They say between the DNA match and a photo array, they identified their suspect.
A person's DNA is typically in the system when they've been arrested before, but because this suspect is a minor, police won't say if he has a previous criminal history. It's unclear whether the teen will be charged as an adult. He is currently being processed. In the meantime, the 12-year-old girl is getting treatment at Philadelphia's Children Alliance. SEPTA says 40 decommissioned buses were damaged in this morning's 3-alarm fire at the Midvale Depot in North Philadelphia. The flames sending thick black smoke into the sky, causing some concern about the air quality. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
About 100 buses were stored at the Midvale Depot, SEPTA's largest bus facility, waiting to be scrapped when the fire broke out. 16 of them were decommissioned Proterra electric buses, one of which was involved in a fire several years ago in South Philadelphia. It's not clear where the morning fire started, but SEPTA GM Scott Sauer says he doesn't want the remaining 9 Proterra buses stored at SEPTA depots anymore.
We have to get them off of our property, away from the potential where we could have an incident like this that could have been far worse. We don't want to lose an entire facility, and more importantly, we don't want to hurt anyone.
The 3-alarm fire took about 2 hours to control, and the Philadelphia Health Department is continuing to monitor the air quality.
Philly health officials say levels have gone down since the fire was put out, but early testing has shown high levels of particulate matter, as well as the presence of benzene, ethyl benzene, and carbon monoxide, all below allowable levels. The health commissioner has warned people to stay away from the area of the fire. With energy prices still climbing, New Jersey lawmakers have been working on different ways to provide relief. Governor Phil Murphy announced a plan today to put some money back in people's pockets. The details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
We will begin deducting at least $100 from every household's energy bills.
Governor Phil Murphy, alongside the Senate President and Assembly Speaker, laid the blame for rising energy costs on the multi-state PJM interconnection grid. Murphy says lower-income families could see as much as $250 deducted this summer.
This initiative reflects our administration's broader and enduring commitment to making New Jersey more affordable for more families.
Murphy acknowledged this is a short-term solution, and he says the longer-term solution is more energy production, including from solar, which he says has projects awaiting approval from the PJM that could help right now.
Republicans in Trenton are calling the credits an election year gimmick to cover for years of bad energy policies. Assemblyman Michael Tarisi says Trenton Democrats are trying to play the hero by giving people back a little of the money that the state has already taken. A Temple Health employee was assaulted while walking along North Broad Street in North Philadelphia yesterday afternoon. According to Temple police, the employee was struck from behind and knocked to the ground near the university's Health Science Center. The individual was taken to the hospital where they were treated for injuries suffered in the attack. A person of interest is in custody. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.